I think there are very few things more important in your emotional paradigm when you're talking about family, partners, and children, to understand that nothing affects the child more than the uninspired life of the parent. Nothing affects the child more than the unlived life of the parent. If you give me a child with eating disorder, behavioral disorder, you give me a child with diagnosed bipolar or depression or anything like this, typically, I'm not saying 100% because that's throwing a big curveball out there, but typically I can trace it back to one of both parents, one or both parents, who are not living their vision, who are living now vicariously through the kids. And this living vicariously through the kids is becoming more and more common because it's easier. Given that life can be sometimes complex, given that we get disappointments, frustration, we get lost, we don't know where we're going, we get confused, it is far easier to invest ourselves in what the kids want and make that our focus, thinking that we're actually doing the right thing. But actually, nothing affects the child more than the unlived life of the parent. And it's okay to give them all the attention they deserve. It's okay to live vicariously through the kids. It's okay to do all that as long as you've got your vision board, as long as you've got your hopes and dreams and aspirations, as long as you've found a job you love and the career you want to do, as long as you know your priorities, as long as you know that what you do in a day will add up to what you do in a life, instead of what I do for the kids in a day will add up to what I do in my life. The pain of regret always outweighs the pain of discipline. And during the day, your priorities come down to discipline. And the question is going to be, are you being seduced by the kids, by their noises, by their complaining, by their threat? Or are you on track and are you staying true to your life? The great thing is kids start to misbehave around the age of 10 or 11. By the time they're 14, they're ready to, I don't know, stand against you. By the time they're 18, they probably are ready to find their own path. But if you coddle them and if you wrap them in cotton wool and you helicopter parent and you live your life through that child, there is no question that child will end up learning to walk their own path the hard way. They will get abused. They will get hurt. They will get lost in the process. So a little bit of tough life is not bad for a person. Sometimes that's needed. This doesn't mean, I'm not trying to say that the parent goes off and spends 90% of their life traveling around and not in the presence of the child. That might not be what we're talking about here. What we're saying is, in the presence of the child, in the presence of the family, a parent who has a mission, a job, a vision, an inspiration, and a purpose, and spends their time talking about that, will have a greater influence on a child and greater influence on their spouse than any other thing in the world. And if the parent doesn't have those things, the thing they'll talk about to their child or their spouse will be trivia, mundane shit. And if we talk mundane stuff to our spouse or our children, if we're not talking about our vision, inspiration, purpose, if we're not talking about our dreams, hopes, aspirations, ambitions, then we're going to actually bore somebody to death. And they will be interested for a little while, but eventually they won't. Nothing affects the child more than the unlived life of the parent. And remembering, when we live our life, it's the hard road. It's not the easy road. The hard road is the hard yards. And the hard yards mean that we are following our direction, living our goals on purpose, following our vision. And this is really important because that will confront our judgments. Remember, what you judge, you breed, attract, or become. And so if we're going down a path of our purpose, our mission, our vision, there will be the most confrontation to our judgments. Therefore, we have to be really realize that it's not about bending the path because of our judgments. It's about bending our judgments because of our path. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.